Hey fans, Reed Farron, Chiefs Insider here at the 2013 NFL Scouting Combine with Adam Kaplan, NFL Sirius Radio. Adam, great to see you.
Good to see you.
Talk about the experience here.
It's crazy. I mean, 800 credentialed media. That's insane. My first year here in Indianapolis was at the old RCA Dome. 50 people were here. Now you've got Sirius XM NFL Radio. Stations all around the country. There's one local sports station from Kansas City here. It's crazy how big it is. There's nothing like the NFL. It's all year round. It's 24/7, 365. Fans can't get enough of it. One day, they're going to let fans in. I'm talking not just hundreds, 40, 50,000 to the combine.
Now, we mentioned at the Senior Bowl, the new changes in Kansas City. Obviously,
yes.
Andy Reid, head coach. Talk about his experience and what he brings to the team and the Chiefs.
Well, the first thing is, this is the first time Andy's ever spoken here. He never does. It's crazy, you know. 14 years in Philly, he hasn't done that, but he's speaking here, and it's great of him to do that. He's a pro's pro. He's been through this so many times with the Packers and the Eagles, now with the Chiefs. He always has a plan. He always talks about it. He always has a plan of what he wants to do going forward. He's obviously going to run, kind of have final say with personnel. And he's going to do a great job with his good friend John Dorsey, who he's kept in touch with years. I think that's a great pairing. I think Andy's rejuvenated. He's got a lot of energy. I think he's ready to go. I think change is good. I've always said that, Reed, in the NFL. Sometimes you got to move on. And I think it was great for both parties. They've moved on. Eagles have a new head coach, Chip Kelly. And he goes to the Midwest. He's halfway home to L.A. But he loves that tradition of red. Big red is with big red. And I think it's a good marriage.
Looking ahead to 2013, what do the Chiefs need to do to see improvement? Where should they go in the draft?
Got to start at his position as quarterback. I mean, you know, they have to make a decision on Matt Castle's contract. They've got to develop a young quarterback, whether it's Ricky Stanzi or a quarterback in the draft. I like a lot of quarterbacks. I'm a big Geno Smith guy who's going to go somewhere in the first round, I think in the upper half. But there's value throughout the draft. I think this draft, Reed, is better at quarterback than people think. I think it's going to surprise some people, but it starts at quarterback. They've got to get better consistency at that position. I think Dwayne Bowe's going to come back, okay? But they got to get his situation straightened out. They really don't want to have to use a franchise tag on him. And I think just get better in the back end on defense. I think this team will be way better this season. I don't think there's any question about it.